You'd think I'd have this organized after all these years. You know, I can't really get it down.
Well, Old Milwaukee was bought by a Russian company. Old Milwaukee Beer? By a Russian company. So they're rebranding it as Old Petropavlovsk Kamchatsky. Well, what do you know? Okay, very good.
Live from Fargo, North Dakota to Baltimore, Maryland, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this era of What Do You Know, welcome indie music sensation S. Carey, plus all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who claims to have a 2D printed car, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah, it's a picture. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Thank you.
Very kind of you. You're very forgiving. Thank you very much. Then, of course, there's Pabst Red Ribbon. Oh, well, what are you going to do? This beer thing has got me down. I'm from Milwaukee. Give me a break. I ought to know, and I don't anymore. Because, you know, Bud now wants to buy Miller. Bud, of course, which is a Belgian-Brazilian beer from St. Louis, wants to buy Miller, which is a South African brand. What's wrong with the world? I need a spotted cow, really quick. And now, if they move Miller, what are they going to call the stadium in Milwaukee? Huh? Old Petropavlovsk, Kamchatsky Stadium. And the name Brewers will be ironic, even more than it is right now. Oh, well. Let's see. In non-beer news, speaking of the Brewers, they're down to one game away from AAA. The White House intruder turns out to be Marion Lois Robinson, the President Obama's mother-in-law. She hopped the fence. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, the new host of America's Funniest Home Videos. I knew he'd land on his feet. The Chinese Shmata site, Alibaba, their IPO was so successful that each of the 40 thieves gets $10 billion. That's robbery, I'll tell you that. Not bad for guys who sell virgin Brazilian hair extensions for a living. You ever looked on their site? What is virgin Brazilian hair? I'm afraid to, just an inquiry on this virgin Brazilian hair you got there. But really, look on the site. It's very strange. Let's see. Man drops iPhone is not news. iPhone drops man. That's news. That's editorial. We'll take that out of there. Joe Biden's Jewish lawyer apologizes for his client's Shylock crack. He meant to say Shamrock. He's in front of an Irish crowd. Sugar Bear and Mama June Bye Bye, Honey Boo 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 Hoo. In a stupid headline I tried to make. You know, it's hard to lose a reality show at that age, though. I feel bad for her. Tough loss. Let's see, during all the tumult, Wales secedes from the UK without anyone noticing. There are plastic micro beads in Crest toothpaste. Did you read that? Plastic microbeads. Because microbeads have been shown to be an effective decay-preventing dentifrice when used in a consciously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Now you see, for example, that. That used to be on the back of all Crest tubes, if you're of a certain age. That little disclaimer about why there was fluoride in there? Okay. So everyone of a certain age has that memorized. I'm saying that whole oral hygiene, regular professional care. Phone my psychiatrist, would you please? Can you get him on the line? Okay. Okay, anybody else here with a swim to North Korea on their bucket list? Just curious. Okay. The Obama ISIS strategy, send in South Vietnamese regulars. They've been spoiling for a fight for some years now. The uniforms are like new. Jameis, I'm having a great time here. I'm sorry you can't join me. Jameis Winston is the offensive player of the week. He got banned for one half of each of the two words that he used. So that's the whole game, I guess, against Clemson. Jameis. What can you do with him? My genius grant turned out to be ironic. All right, genius. If Trump can come back to Atlantic City, there's hope for Nucky on Boardwalk Empire, so that's encouraging. Millions, I'm having a great time. I've never had a better time, I don't think. Thank you for asking. Oh, no one did. Okay. Millions of Americans are having their U2s removed. You know, Bono should forget about this Apple business and go back to Cher. That's what I think. Rihanna. Thank you for that reaction there. Rihanna, too physical for the NFL. But Rihanna, you know, dear, if you need something to do on Thursday nights, please. Urban Outfitters says the bloodstained Kent State sweatshirt belonged to their former marketing guy. Okay, this is a labor of love from here on in. In Scotland, 55% take the high road, 45% take the low road. Glasgow, though, that's the only place that was pro-independence, they will seek Vatican City status. Yeah. It's too bad. I was anxious to see if Scotland would join NATO or the Warsaw Pact. We're independent. That's a big joke there. Big smiley face for Warsaw Pact jokes. Doesn't even exist. Yeah, no, well, we'll add a little. Well, we'll add a little reaction in the mix later on. No problem. The Rosetta spacecraft mistakenly lands on a hemorrhoid instead of an asteroid. Easy mistake to make. Adrian Peterson's suspension gives him more time for the kids. What? Other news from Scotland, I'm sure you want more of that. The Royal and Ancient Golf Club votes to accept royal and ancient women. Don't you think you must have to play through a lot at the Royal and Ancient Golf Club? I mean, those guys must be on the green for hours. They're royal and they're ancient. They're going to move? I don't think so. Okay. It's Diapergate for Wisconsin Scott Walker, who claimed the alleged tax cut of $322 buys 2,700 diapers. Used, maybe. For the record, $322, if you have it, which you don't, would buy 894 diapers at Sam's Club in bulk. You know, and diaper users vote, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I'm saying. And finally, in Wisconsin, voter ID and a cheek swab or stool sample, your choice, needed to vote in November, this fall. Thank you so much, and I'm sorry to bother you. I'll stop now. Well, that was a riot.